John Patrick Clayton is from the union Unison. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So the headline from the Nolan Show this morning is that the chief executive of the Belfast Health Trust, Martin Dillon, has told this programme that because of your industrial action, people with suspected cancer will have their appointments cancelled. What's your reaction to that, John Patrick?
Well, Stephen, I suppose I've heard Pat's words on the matter, and I suppose we do need clarity from the Trust and from the Department of Health as to why those decisions have been taken. Ultimately, the decisions in terms of cancellations of appointments and so on lie with the Trust, and I think further clarity is needed for the public. As Pat has been saying, this industrial action is not a situation where all staff are taking industrial action. Unison members are taking strike action today across a number of hospital sites in Belfast. Our nurses are taking action short of strike at the moment, as are Pat's nurse members within the RCN. So I think we do need clarity from the department as to why it's taken, why the Trust rather has taken the decisions that it has taken. And
do you mean specifically about these cancer appointments?
I think it would be helpful to have some clarity from them across the board, Stephen. But outside of that, what I would say, Stephen, is as we saw last week, the reality is we have ever-growing crisis waiting lists right across the board. And a part of that is the staffing crisis we have within our health service. We have over 7,000 vacancies across all staffing grades, thousands of nursing vacancies. And a fundamental problem that we have is the lack of pay parity. And that is causing serious problems in our ability to recruit and retain the staff that we need. And so the solution here is the solution that Unison has been saying for a long time, that Pat and the RCN have been saying for a long time, and that is investment in achieving pay parity. We have written last week, we have written to the Permanent Secretary in the Department of Health, we've written to the Head of the Civil Service, we've written to the Permanent Secretary of the Department of Finance, and we have urged them to use the powers that they have to find and secure the resources that they need to pay staff what they are entitled to, and that is pay parity with other parts of the NHS. And that is the way to resolve.
And that's Richard Pengelly you're talking about. And within a letter from Richard Pengelly, he talks about the pay offer that they can make with the available funding. It represents, he says, a 2.1% addition to the Agenda for Change pay bill. And he goes on to say, Mr. Pengelly says, is this a perfect offer? Far from it. I would again emphasise that if I could go further, I would. The department has been open and consistent with trade union leaders in over 20 meetings during 2019 that the department faces significant financial constraints and, in the absence of ministers, can only do one-year offers at a time, as Northern Ireland departments have to work within single-year budgets. At this stage, I do not have a budget allocation for next year, he says.
And that is why, Stephen, last week our letter was directly not only to Richard Pengelly as Permanent Secretary of the Department of Health, but to his colleague, the Permanent Secretary in the Department of Finance, and to the Head of the Civil Service, because this is a cross-governmental issue. And indeed, it's an issue in which the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland and the UK Treasury should now be engaged. And we have made that case.
But have you been asking the local political parties? Have you contacted the DUP and said to them, why didn't you bring about pay parity? Now, no doubt they will say, because there was a finite amount of money and difficult political decisions need to be made. But the two biggest parties in Northern Ireland, both Sinn Féin and the DUP, when they had the opportunity to do so, John, they didn't give you pay parity. And you're levelling all of this at the civil service.
Can I just make 2 points, Stephen, in response to that? Firstly, yes, we have engaged with the political parties. We have written to them over the last number of weeks to brief them on the situation. We have asked them to use their influence and their position, whilst they might not be in government at Stormont right now.
But it was them that didn't give it to you.
And influence.
They didn't give it to you.
I'll address that second point in a moment, Stephen, if I may. So, yes, we have been on to them. And, yes, we do believe they should and could do more to try and secure the funding that is needed to resolve this impasse that we are at. What I would say, however, in relation to what has perhaps changed since devolution fell almost 3 years ago now, is that health workers in other parts of the NHS did secure a new pay deal. And that was a refresh of the Agenda for Change framework. And it is that refresh that we wish to see implemented in Northern Ireland. And that is why, to go back to the point that the Permanent Secretary has made publicly over the last number of days, in our view, this does not require ministerial sign-off to achieve. What is required here is the funding to implement a refresh of the Agenda for Change framework. So I think we need to be very, very clear, Stephen. Yes, our political leaders across all parties can do more to secure the funding that is required. But ultimately, this can be signed off by the Department of Health in the absence of a minister. And I think that needs to be made very, very clear.
Where do they get the money from?
Well, we have asked them over the last number of months to make the case to the UK Treasury for additional funding if that is what is needed. Because this was a UK-wide pay framework. And what staff in Northern Ireland are asking for and what they are entitled to is pay parity with their colleagues who do the same jobs in other parts of the NHS. So ultimately, if additional funding is required, there is a strong case to be made for all the reasons that we've already outlined, Stephen, about the lack of safe staffing levels in the system, the vacancy rates within the system, the need for more and better staffing to secure transformation and sustainability within the system. There's a very, very strong case to be made for additional funding in this case, but that case needs to be made to the UK Treasury. And ultimately, as we asked the head of the civil service to do last week, it needs to be made to the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland as well. So there needs to be greater political attention brought to this issue today. That it is now an urgent, urgent issue.
Is there anything your union can do? And look, John Patrick, before I go on, I get it. I don't think anybody in Northern Ireland doesn't get it. Why on earth are you not being paid the same in an ideal world as your counterparts elsewhere? Why are you being paid less? And it's impossible not to view that as a very, very strong argument indeed. On the other side of that, we've got a real situation this morning. We have got the Belfast Trust saying they're going to cancel diagnostic cancer appointments. Is there anything that your union is prepared to do that might allow those patients to actually have their diagnosis, to be told whether they've got cancer or not, so that they can potentially get treatment to save their life? Is there anything you're prepared to do?
Well, Stephen, what I would say, and I'd go back to the point that Pat made, what I would say is that at the local level, we have been having discussions with the Trust around this issue about how industrial action would impact on services. Those doors remain open. Those discussions will continue. And what I would say is this. Our members are taking this industrial action with deep reluctance. There has been 9 months of discussions that have led to the situation that we are in. So what I would say is that the workers in the health service have been pushed to the brink. They are doing this reluctantly, but they are doing this within a situation where there's unsafe staffing levels right across the board. And as you've highlighted, and I think you're absolutely right, the public gets this point. They are not paid the same as their counterparts across the UK, and that has had a really, really detrimental impact on our services, and that situation needs to be resolved.
So what next? Is it your union that has sent the letter to Martin Dillon talking about ramping up industrial action next week? Is that what he's referring to, a letter sent by your union?
Well, I'm afraid, Stephen, I didn't hear Martin's interview with your...
He said they've received a letter from a union saying that industrial action will be ramped up next week. And Pat Collins said it wasn't from them.
Well, what I can say, Stephen, is that as we're required by law, the Trust will be receiving notifications from ourselves and no doubt from Pat's union as well, if they have not already done so, about what further industrial action is planned.
Have you sent a letter to the Belfast Health Trust indicating industrial action, more of it, next week?
I would imagine the Belfast Trust has received that letter, yes.
Industrial
action plan for next week, yes.
And that is a ramping up of industrial action. It's extending the industrial action, is it?
Well, the industrial action, I mean, we're into week two of a 3-week period of industrial action. And that, if Martin used that language, I don't believe that's the language that we have used in any correspondence to the Trust.
Can I just bring the music bed down? Because this is very important. So just one final question. The industrial action intended for next week, will it be on a wider scale than what we're seeing tomorrow?
The industrial action intended for next week, Stephen, is industrial action that will be, I think, largely located within the Belfast Trust, although it will affect other trusts as well. We were clear that our industrial action would intensify as we move through this period.
And how will it intensify? This is very important. How will it intensify? In what way will it intensify?
Well, there is further industrial action planned by nurses. There is industrial action planned by some other staffing groups. The details of that we can share as the week goes on. Today,
why are you targeting Belfast? Why are you targeting the Belfast Trust?
We're not targeting Belfast Trust. Our members work across all trusts in Northern Ireland.
That's our biggest trust. That's our biggest trust with services in Northern Ireland. And you're intensifying industrial action next week.
Sorry, Stephen, just to be clear, we are not targeting Belfast Trust specifically at all. As I was trying to say, our industrial action is across all the trusts. It has already taken place in the South Eastern Trust last week, in the Southern Trust last week, in the Northern Trust. There will be industrial action across all the trusts. And Belfast is a large trust. It is a trust in which we have many, many members working, as do the RCN, as do other unions. And the industrial action will continue until the situation is resolved.
All right. John Patrick, thank you very much indeed.